This is Ozarks at Large. Artist Kat Wilson is inviting people isolated at home because of the pandemic to participate in a photo documentary series she's curating on Instagram at hashtag Quarantine Habitat. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich recently spoke with her at her studio via cell phone sync to bring us Kat's story.
Oh, my dog came in, even though I told him to stay outside. I'm Kat Wilson. I'm an artist, and I'm currently working on a project called Quarantine Habitats.
Fine art photographer, painter, and multimedia artist Kat Wilson has, since 2004, photographed individuals in their favorite places, surrounded by their iconic things, for her Hallmark series titled Habitats. Wilson's award-winning work has been published in the Los Angeles Times, Oxford American, and the Washington Post. She's displayed at numerous galleries and art shows, including Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. The global pandemic, she says, has spurred her to curate a new themed habitat photo series.
So around March 13th, I first started sending out kind of these little flyers that I made that said, interactive art from a social distancing interactive art. So I was just trying to get people to pay attention. And then I immediately announced that I was going to do a project called the Quarantine Habitats. And because after the federal officials advised the public to remain home and to avoid contracting or spreading the coronavirus, oh my gosh, there we have it. Habitats are all about people in their homes, and it's about the stuff that surrounds us. And the stuff that surrounds us tells us about that moment in time, about who we are. The space we choose tells you where we are. It tells us the moment in time that we are.
Wilson is asking people sequestered in their places by the contagious, infectious coronavirus to photograph themselves surrounded by their survival things.
My quarantine habitat is full of dried beans, canned foods, gardening stuff, kale, beans, and potatoes this year. And I'll have objects that, you know, nod to my family that I live in the same house as, like my pregnant wife or my two stepkids. I'll have lots of art projects unfinished in my habitat and lots of camera gear.
Wilson is quarantined at her home located on Round Mountain overlooking Lake Sequoia, which she shares with her wife, Emily Lawson, pregnant with Wilson Hart Lawson, daughter Maudlin, son Thorin, and Doug, the softest poodle on earth. For her quarantine habitat series, she's asking participants to choose 10 or more personal items that represent their pandemic identities, arranged in a rough triangle, the base closest to the aperture, posing at the apex.
I want everyone that's going to be in their quarantine habitat to choose a space that they feel is their favorite space in their homes.
Participants are required to use dramatic angular lighting and strike a pose characteristic of Wilson's habitat series. No smiling.
I want people to portray themselves in their portraits as stoic and kingly. And that's always been the basis of any habitat because it's based historically on the Renaissance. In the Renaissance, only kings and queens and noblemen were allowed to have portraits.
Participants can shoot with a smartphone or digital camera. She's published a guide illustrated by Chad Maupin and also posts instructional videos on her Facebook page on how to construct quarantine habitats. Finished photographs are posted by participants for public view.
Okay, so I'm not asking anybody to contact me. I'm just asking them to do it essentially and use the hashtag Quarantine Habitat.
Wilson's self-funded Quarantine Habitat series is an interactive photo documentary, a historical record of a global viral pandemic.
And imagine if you're looking through your stuff and you're thinking about, like, what do I want my family in 100 years to think about me? This really helps you to work through things and really be in the moment.
Quarantine Habitat, Wilson says, is one way to deal with existential pandemic anxiety. Since launching her project, 55 individuals, couples, and families have uploaded their composed images to the designated Instagram account, #QuarantineHabitat. And this week, Wilson created a packet for teachers to encourage students to document their family habitats as well. Reporting from my home studio, Quarantine Habitat, I'm Jacqueline Froelich for Ozarks at Large.